Slava Isusu Hristu do vašeho domu. Dobrý deň. Srdečne pozdrave i vítame vás do našeho kulturnoho radičného vysielania pro Rusinov iz Pittsburghu. My sme tu každé nedeľa, aby sme hrali najlepšie hudby iz rusinského domoviny a Ameriky i máme pro nás dnes mišno bohatý program. Tiež prezentujeme si najnovšie správy i informácie o Rusinoch kdekoľvek po svete.
Hello and welcome to the Rusin Heritage Program, broadcast each and every Sunday at noon here on WEDO Radio 810 on this very special day, Father's Day. We are in the middle of graduation parties, picnics, and weddings, and there are several of them every week. Our program today will consist of songs about fathers, so let's begin with the greatest of all father songs, Otče náš, and then followed by Ja Rusin Byl and Podkarpatskí Rusini, by a Rusin choir from Podeshal.
Written by
Amen.
You can listen to the Russin Heritage program at any time of the day or night. Just scroll down the left-hand column to Russin Radio and click on the date of your choice. Without the total committed support of the Carpathia Russin Society, the Russin Heritage program would not be possible. If you enjoy our program, please send in your donation, made payable to the CRS, and send it to Jack Paloka, 37 Wilson Avenue, McKees Rocks, PA, 15136. We need your financial support to help keep us on the air.
I was at the Resurrection Church Monroeville Festival yesterday, the Archer Parkhill Choir sang, and we were finished. A lady came up to me and gave me an anonymous donation. A very generous one, and I thank her so very much. And we also received a very generous donation from Marie and Anne Maruskin of Washington, PA, along with a note which reads, I want you to know how much I appreciate you making the Russin Heritage program available. I'm able to be anywhere, Florida or home here in Pittsburgh, and I play your program. My husband, Al, and I enjoy hearing the wonderful selections you play. I hope you can keep doing this for a long, long time. Thank you so very much. And signed, Marie and Al Moruskin. Well, I thank you so very much, Marie and Al, for your donation to the Russin Heritage Program and for your kind words. This is what helps keep us on the air, the anonymous donation and donations from Marie. So for Marie and Al and for Mrs. Anonymous, we have a staracha mi otets.
You know, I wouldn't mind being here 53 years, 54 years, kind of like our good friend who's on another radio channel, Mike Komachak with the Ukrainian program. I wouldn't mind be doing this when I'm 80-something years old myself, so we'll see what happens.
Маша стара, де найдуже нишку, еке по машинію на вранем колиску, еке по машинію, еке по машинію на вранем колиску.
In Pittsburgh, a center of spirituality, the Byzantine Catholic Seminary, a center of education and formation for men called by God to serve His people as ordained priests. You can be a part of this. You can support the work of the seminary. You can support these men who are devoting their lives to the service of God's people.
For more information, call 412-321-8383. Next, we have Wysoko Mi Otec.
Wysoko Mi Otec, hej, chłopy porody, żeby jak umili, hej, zlecie radek omi, żeby jak umili, hej, zlecie radek omi.
Hey! Mirečko, Rečko, Vrbi, Mirečko. Hej, Frajirečko, Rečko, Vrbi, Mirečko. Hej, Vrbi, mi zelene, bo sa rozvijdeme. Hej, Vrbi, mi zelene, bo sa rozvijdeme.
Oh my, what a day, what a day. Our good friend John Novotnak has come by to say hi and been having some interesting discussion. I'll just leave it at that right now. Since today is Father's Day, we will focus on one specific father, Father Alexander Pavlovich, otherwise known as the Bard of Makovitsia, which is the region around Svidnik. He is often referred to as the next great national awakener behind Father Alexander Duknovich. Father Alexander Pavlovich was born in Šariške Čierne on September 19, 1819. Orphaned as a child, he grew up in the Lemko region and completed his elementary education in the German and Polish school in Lviv. Wanting to become a lawyer, the Greek Catholic bishop, Josef Gaginets, had other plans and sent him to the theological seminary in Trnava. It was here that he was encouraged to take an interest in the national awakenings among the Slavic people in the Habsburg monarchy and learn to use the Cyrillic alphabet. Upon completion of his studies, he returned to Prešov region, to the village of Chmeljova, where he wrote Stav bidnoho seljanja, or The Status of a Poor Villager, a pragmatic statement of sympathy for his downtrodden Russian people. In 1848, he was ordained a Greek Catholic priest and shortly after met up with Alexander Duknovich, who was to have a profound impact on him. He turned down several lucrative assignments to be parish priest in Belovezhia and Bardejo, where, in his spare time, he collected folkloric and ethnographic materials and wrote numerous poems which gave him his Bard of Makovitsia title. Unfortunately, none of his works were published during his lifetime, although collections were started beginning in the 1920s. A statue of Pavlovich stands today in the town of Svidnik. I dnes naše dobre prijatelje, rodina Reviljakovci, mają tri blagoželanje. Otec Milan i dcery Zuzka i Julia oslavujú ich narodzenina. Tak želajú vám všetko najlepšie, bardzo šťastia i zdorovľa. Daj vám bo mnohaja i blahaja lita. Potom pídeme ku ním na večierku, tak tišujme sa na stretnutie toten popoludní i dúmam, že by sme vypili s vami pohárky, borovičku, slivovičku, što chceme, na vaše blahoželanie. Teper budeme hrati od ich srdečko, hlavne písnu od ich srdečko, mojoho miloho rodina. And for those of you that don't understand Russian, just saying to wish our good friends Milan, Zuzka, and Julia Reviljak a happy birthday. And hope you have a good birthday. And we're playing next, Mojoho Miloho Rodina. Go ahead, Ted.
Mojoho Miloho Rodina, Vysoko sobie nese. Mojoho miloho rodina, vysoko sobi nese, že ona ňa do ich rodine za nevistu nechce. A keď ve ňa za nevistu, ta ja vás za mamičku. Dveňa za nevistu, ta ja vás za mamičku. Že ja chudobná divočka do vášho domočku. A čom ste mi nebranili, keď ste ňa z ním videli? A čom ste mi nebranili, keď ste ňa s ním videli? A teraz mi už nebraňte, srdce mi neraňte. A ten świeci żaden.
We're having a conversation here with John. It's always nice to see him. We got so many things to talk about, and a lot of things we can't even say. But anyway, a day to remember, everybody, is Saturday, July 28th, 2007. You got to stop it, guys. I won't get through this. The 10th annual Carpathia Rissen event, co-sponsored by the CRS and the Andy Warhol Museum, to be held at the Warhol Museum, 117 Sandusky Street, Northside, Pittsburgh, from noon to 3 p.m. On the 20th anniversary of Andy Warhol's death, the theme is Remembering Andy Warhol, a Rissen icon. In the theater, Vox Ethnica from New York will perform modern pop, rap, and contemporary Rissen music, and remarks will follow by members of Andy Warhol's family.
You don't have to get choked up about it. And following those festivities, we'll move to the CRS Cultural and Education Center in Munhall, where you will be able to enjoy great food and entertainment by Vox Ethnica. More information on the details for this will be forthcoming. The next day, Sunday, July 29th, for those of you in the Johnstown area, we will present Vox Ethnica at the Heritage Museum. Delicious traditional Rissen food. Oh, God, come on. Okay, live radio. Traditional Rissen food along with Rissen merchandise from the homeland will be available for sale. I love live radio, don't I? More details on this will be forthcoming. Next, we have...
It's all sign language, guys.
Next, we have... Nyanku Nash Dorohe.
Well, contrary to popular misconception, Father's Day was not established as a holiday to help greeting card manufacturers sell more cards. In fact, when Father's Day was first proposed, there were no Father's Day cards. Mrs. John B. Dodd of Washington first proposed the idea of Father's Day in 1909. Miss Dodd wanted a special day to honor her father, William Smart, a Civil War veteran, who was widowed when his wife, Mrs. Dodd's mother, died in childbirth with their sixth child. Mr. Smart was left to raise the newborn and his five other children by himself in a rural farm in eastern Washington state.
The first Father's Day was observed on June 19, 1910, in Spokane, Washington. In 1924, President Calvin Coolidge supported the idea of a National Father's Day. Finally, in 1966, President Lyndon Johnson signed a presidential proclamation declaring the third Sunday of June as Father's Day. Father's Day has become a day not only to honor your father, but all men who act as a father figure. Stepfathers, uncles, grandfathers, adult male friends are all honored on Father's Day. We wish a happy Father's Day to all fathers and father figures. And for you, we have I Am a Husbandman, I Am a Husbandman by Ivan Čižmar.
Я газда, ей уже кто газдова. Маленький волк, и то тут прогайдова. Маленький волк там пропил, а на коні утопил. Я тобі зробив, жено моя люба, жено моя люба, і чи я тобі зробив.
Ти добрий муж у добрий, ти добрий є суровий, особиці діло, особиці діло, ще брати будеш тобі. Особиці діло, особиці діло, ще брати.
Gazda, ja gazda, jej już jedno gazdowa. Ostatnie koleso, i to pyca poruba. I kiedy go poruba,
is it me?
I don't know. What's the paper
as second? We end today's program with Inyanko Imati and Amerikski Men, we hope you have enjoyed our Father's Day program, and we invite you to join us again next week for the best in Russian music.
We're going to bar John and songs here anymore.
It's all John Novotnik's
fault. John's fault.
Okay, Zbohom.
Купили мы хорошие вышиваны.
I would again like to thank all who support this program. If you have any announcements, birthdays, anniversaries, engagements, dedications, or want to make a donation, write me, Jack Poloka, 37 Wilson Avenue, McGee's Rocks, PA, 15136, or call me at home at 412-331-3124, or here at the station at 412-664-4444. Have a wonderful week, and be sure to join us again next Sunday at noon for another unique and interesting Wilson Heritage program.
Drahé rusinské bratě i sestry, dovolte nám od srdce poděkovat všem, komu dnes počuvali. Dúmame, že ste si apačili našeho vysielania. Pozývame vás počúvať sledujúci nedeľa o 12 hodin do stanice WEDO na rusinského národnostného vysielania. Choďte zdraví s Bohom.
Here is your echoes of Lithuania host, Delia Jušas.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Echoes of Lithuania radio program on this beautiful Father's Day. This is Dalia Jušas, your host, back from a short hiatus, which included the Pittsburgh Folk Festival, some well-deserved R&R, and work. A big thank goes out to my mom, Lorraine, for covering for me these last